This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Today we are sitting with Usole Tumfeka. He's also a director of the Smart Institute and a founder of
Ikamelo Thando Clothing.
Thank you so much, Ikamelo Thando Clothing brand. Blazio, what month are we in? Yeah, and the founder of Chuluga Life Pty Ltd. He's the vice chairperson of Vessel of Change Brotherhood, a member of the CILTSA, and the port monitor agent at Access World Maritime at Richards Bay. Wow,
that is quite impressive, a record.
Impressive resume
at 25.
Kabang, unjan, solid.
Yapela njani.
We are good.
Welcome to the show. Let's get into it.
We're in the presence of greatness.
Proper inspiration coming from this interview. I'm probably going to walk out of here and just, I don't know.
Start making goals. It's by 25. I should be. By yabo.
It's never too late to get those New Year's resolutions.
Yeah, man. It's only February. Like, it's just a month.
Yeah. So, we see Isiambona Usole too. Vega that we're looking at now, but let's get into the young Usole Tumfeka. Who inspired you, and maybe we could say who led to this entrepreneur that we have with us right now?
Thank you very much. There is a guy, there are actually two guys back at home. There is Sphisom Charlie, who's also doing well in business, and there is Vusi Mfeka. Those two people, they are doing well in business. So I can say those are the people who inspired me a lot in terms of business.
Okay, so years later, now at 25 years old, would you say that Laoma role model have changed? Or perhaps there's an upgrade now?
Yeah, they've been upgrading so much, and I'm inspired, keep on inspired by them, whatever they are doing in terms of business. I can see that every time I do everything, I don't want to give up. I will push till, I won't say till the end, because there is no end. Otherwise, you just keep on upgrading as more as you could.
They say you must ride until the wheels fall off.
Yes.
Now let's talk about a Smart Institute. A Smart Institute is their mission is to curb the high rate of youth unemployment by using a two-based approach on education, one which focuses on students by giving them a chance to reach their full potential to land their dream career, and one that focuses on graduates and youth members by giving them a business opportunity which will change their standard of living and in turn decrease the unemployment rate in South Africa. iSmart Institute has postgraduates from UniZulu, UKZN and UJ, and they offer the following subjects in mastering matric and extra excellence. They are namely English home language, English first additional language, isiZulu home language, isiZulu first additional language, physical sciences, life sciences, geography, tourism, business studies, economics, history, mathematics, mathematical literacy, and accounting. And before Sise Sibe Deep Gui Institute, tell us about the journey to establishing this institute. What have been your biggest challenges?
Thank you. I'll just start for the journey and what made us to come up with this idea or to share. It was because of the lockdown COVID. You see, lockdown COVID has been a big impact in South Africa. So there is a guy of mine who came up with this idea so that we can see what solution can we have, because we saw that Department of Education has a big challenge when it comes to lockdown that was caused by COVID-19. So we came up with this institute so that it can help those people who get unemployed because of COVID, those students who are sitting at home. Because at first, we introduced in terms of being online and online learning so that a student can be able to study meanwhile they're at home, because some of them, they were doing shifts at school. Like, you're coming today, tomorrow not coming. So ours, it was like 24/7, whenever you want to do your study works. And the challenge, what has been on online, is just that most of the people that were our target market, they were from the disadvantaged communities. So abakhona ukuthi be access internet, and the network issue ibi inkinga kakhulu. Those were challenges that we faced. So this year we managed to have some physical learning. So as we're going to start with them, because online needs some more sponsors. So we're looking for sponsors so that even some of them, they don't have even laptops or smartphone. So those were challenges.
Well, that's an excellent idea. There's so many people with such ideas, but then they don't really stand up. They just leave it as an idea. Mm-hmm. They don't really stand up and make the moves necessary to put two and two together and create what Usoletu has created right now. You mentioned that it helps students adjust to the whole online learning thing, because you've got, let's take for example the matriculants of 2019. They started university at a time where even us, as people that had already started, found it very hard to adjust to the whole online learning thing.
True.
And then you've got people, it took us some time to adjust to it and get used to it.
Mm-hmm.
You've got people that have never been exposed to, like how here in Mangosuthu, there is a course that sort of educates you on computer literacy.
Mm-hmm. A module.
So that, yes,
mm-hmm.
computer skills.
Yeah.
You've also got communication skills,
mm-hmm.
that helps you transition into the sort of vocabulary and systems that you work with,
mm-hmm. yes.
once you are at university. Now, your institution does the same thing by bridging the gap from Labantu. Like you mentioned, Uguti, there are people who work shifts, right?
Yes.
And they cannot, their shifts cannot accommodate the whole after school studying and all of that. And you have made it available for them to be able to access the content 24 hours a day. 7 days a week. There's not a time schedule that they have to keep by. Now, what has happened? What, tell us some success stories from eSmart Institute.
Mm-hmm.
People that have used your platform, and what, where are they now?
Thank you very much. Looking at this platform and eSmart Institute, like starting from last year we managed to get some 10 students so that we can see if the system is working. And because most of us in this team, we are graduates, and some of us are still postgraduate, some are still in school, still at the Higher Learning Institute. So those people are pushing so much. So now those 10 people, they were able to upgrade, and now they are in some universities, and some made to do skills, because those are the many things that we focus on as a team or as a smart institute. We're willing to push. So this year, this is the year where we can see more students coming and giving them feedback. Because, you know, when you give by someone who's fresh, that information always become fresh. I'm not saying there are some people that are too old. We should give our old teachers some time to rest. I'm not saying that, but when you keep on repeating something once more, and learners, now you have to manage them. If there is a learner from 18 years, if I'm 25 years, I can manage that person because I know he or her own behavior. But then if you're still old, you'll see that this child does not respect me, so I'll just cut her or him off. So that's how the culture works on, we work on it.
It's a youthful culture, that's
yes,
what you're saying.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
And
okay.
It's easy to relate to, since you guys are from the same generation.
Mm. Yes, yes.
You know how to approach certain problems and how to interact mm-hmm. with that generation.
Yes, we do.
Actually, I have a question. Can you actually pinpoint what made education so important to you? Like a thing that actually made you
want
to also educate other people and make sure... Because I read that your institute makes education fashionable again. So you really do believe in education. You believe that it will create a better life for the next person who's educated. So what inspired that belief
what was
in
that
education
moment
so much?
In your life
that one that
just,
you can pinpoint to what
yeah.
was okay imfundi ibalulekile bed.
I was in a primary level. For myself, I was shy. I was this guy who was shy, who always walk around the nails on the walls of the schools. So there were times that there were a program that was introduced that was called Tramed. So we were able to to sing there. Even if you don't know, we have to come and sing the notes, the high notes, the low notes. Even if you say I'm giving up now, we have to go back and do the stage play, everything. I was there, so I see myself, no, this place of school, it's something that is important. Now I have to study more, because by being at the university, I was not just there to study transport and logistics or transportation management. I was there to explore a lot in life, in general life, because you've seen that once being a housing committee chairperson. So I see some challenges faced by children, so and also learners around the school or among the school. So I see which, no, yazi ukuthini into ebalulekile ngemfundo ukuthi ufunde zonke izinto, because njengamanje iSmart Institute sibheke ekuthenini we'll have some career guardians, we'll have some, just to see a production, if they're making the bottle of water, what is the production? How it is important? So that it's part of knowledge. And if you have never been in front of a teacher, or you can't just allow someone to tell you something, that how was this made? Mm-hmm. Even phones, if you can go to the factory of the phones to see, this is a process from here, from here. Then so that you can know that, oh, my phone, I have to take care of it. If something like this broke up, I have to fix it like this. So those are the things that inspired me, ukuthi nami ngithi no, yazi ukuthini, ngifuna ukufunda, ngiqhubeke ngizela, ngize ngifike la engithanda khona, because ngisemusha, ngisenekusasa. And if kube ekhaya akaze ngize ngisuke ngithi move to University of Zululand or move to University of Johannesburg, also I've been to Limpopo, ngabe ezinto eyiningi angifuni, because being on the comfort zone, it's the only thing that kills us.
True.
Because by the time you say there's only thing that you think at home, like you just feel at home.
Mm-hmm.
So the more you feel at home, you become comfortable.
And you relax.
You relax.
Okay. I get it. So it broadens your mind, you know.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what he's saying.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, no, man.
I would like to find out about your family, your parents. You know how it's hard for parents to accept when you decide to go in a direction that is not what they consider stability. So you decide you want to start an institution, a company. And our parents, we still have parents that still believe that, you know, going in the direction of teaching and nursing, where you will have like a guaranteed job and you will be stable.
Yeah.
So how did they receive that, those news?
As for me, it was good. Unfortunately, my dad passed away in 2015 by the year I started at the university. But my mom is a passionate, so that my child, I want you to study. Because back on those days, our parents, they were having disadvantages. If you are doing grade 2 this year, next year you're going to stay at home. Kube kuthi uyolu senkomo ngaleso sikhathi, kuyofunda omunye kanjalo. So impilo ayinzima ngaleyo ndlela. So my mother understand me. She said, my child, just go to school. I'll just pay you everything. Whatever I'm doing, I'll just pay you. So by that time, I said, no, let me focus on school. Meanwhile, I was at school. My mind was open, so that if I can open this business, as I was saying, like, if you're staying at home, everything you have to report at home.
Mm-hmm.
Now I have to go to somewhere. But if I'm where I am, not that I have a freedom. Being free means a lot. You decide for yourself. So I just decided for myself that, no, let me go for such businesses and see, engage with my people, because this idea has been worked for with so many long people. One mind came with it, then we work on it as a team so that it can improve our skills, so that it can... we can be able to teach, get a platform, because the only way is a platform. I can't be a teacher, but I need a platform to teach. And in South Africa, you have to study for being a teacher. Meanwhile, you have to teach for a person has to study. Meanwhile, you teach, not that you have to study to teach. So it's something like that. So I was inspired. My home, they support me. Even mom said, if it's fine with you, my child, just go for it. How like I have a parent side to say, if it, because I know one day he would be surprised that such thing has happened.
Okay, well, lastly, just a special message out to the class of 2021,
mm-hmm.
who are considering a lot of options right now. After the release of results, they have a lot of decisions to make. What would you like to say to them?
So you mean in overall, everyone, even who did well, even who not?
Yes.
Yeah, what I can say, like, first of all, it's congratulations to those who made it. And those who didn't make it, they still a chance. Bayibethi imfundo ayikhulelwa. Kumele uqhubeke. Yeah, ubone ukuthi which one will work for you. And isikhathi ke, as much as isamba, kodwa akekho umuntu okwi competition. Sonke sine pace esenza ngayo. One thing I can say to everyone who is a student, just focus. That's the only way that I can say, I can't say I made with magic, or I can't, just focus.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, Siyabonga, that was Usole Tumfega from the Smart Institute. To contact them, you can find them on Facebook. They are Smart Institute Online. On Instagram, they are Smart Institute Online. And their website is smartinstitute.online. You could also WhatsApp or call them on the number 068-506-6198.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.